So that relates to another theme which I think is important to bring into this, which is that of skepticism. So now skepticism is a tradition in existing in Western philosophy, going back a long way. Perhaps arguably or debatably connected with India originally. So the founder of skepticism in Greek philosophy, Pyrrho, was supposed to have been a soldier in the armies of Alexander the Great, who went to India and was influenced by the people he met there. But anyway, that may or may not be true, but whatever the historical truth behind it, there is some degree of similarity, I think, in the insights which you can get in those traditions. Certainly, understanding the Buddha's middle way in the way that I'm arguing for here, the rejection of metaphysics, very much aligns the Buddha with Pyrrhonian skepticism. So the thing that was distinctive about Pyrrho and his skepticism in ancient Greece was the avoidance of both positive and negative claims. So people today tend to use skepticism to refer to negative views of things. So Euro-skeptics, for example, tend to be associated with negative views of the European Union or whatever. And there were also, even in ancient Greece, there were what were known as academic skeptics who took this kind of negative view of everything. So they took the view that knowledge was impossible because it was so uncertain. But Pyrrho, on the other hand, emphasized uncertainty. So he simply pointed out the ways in which we could not be certain of any claim that we might make. So that's what I would put in terms of the where the middle way takes us, at least to what I would call metaphysical agnosticism. Not taking or accepting that there is no justification for any particular belief, whether negative or positive, about metaphysical things. So whether that's about God or about free will or about the self, there's a whole set of potential metaphysical views, whether particularly religious views, political views, various aspects of philosophy, and nearly all of them do have practical or relationships with practical reasoning that people engage in. Although we might think of them just as the subjects of philosophy, they are there in our everyday thought. So Pyrrhonian skepticism is in that way, if it points out uncertainty, it's not a threat to reasonable judgment, so it's not a threat to having a justified belief and being confident in that belief as a scientist is, for example. So a scientist can say, I've researched this theory, I've got this evidence for it. Now, this evidence isn't absolutely conclusive, it doesn't give me certainty, but on the other hand, I can be confident that this belief is justified so far. And that's, I think, the generally speaking, those are the kinds of beliefs we can be justified in holding, but they don't amount to knowledge, or at least if what you understand by knowledge involves certainty or grasp of the truth, then we just can't claim to have that. So a lot of what's involved in the middle way is just recognizing that, I think, and trying to remain content in that uncertain middle point, which is much easier in theory than in practice. When we actually encounter all these different views that stress us and that we have basically cravings of one sort or another to adopt the security of either maintaining a particular claim or denying it. So it's an aspect of practice, really, I think, skepticism.